Going right round the country for Ozmade, it's Matty Garwood and Melbourne-based singer-songwriter, guitarist, sustainability land user, planner and sometimes drummer, Sam Michael Trouse. He's got a brand new one out, I See You. We are loving it right here on Ozmade and he joins us here tonight. Sam, thanks for coming on Ozmade.
No worries, Matt. Good to be on.
First off, sustainability land user planner, that is quite the mouthful. Looks pretty good on the resume.
Yeah, it is. Look, I've got the 9 to 5 as well as the music, and it's land use planning, really about looking at some new developments that are going on and having the sustainability and environmental aspects to that as well. And that's kind of what
awesome.
I do in between music.
Got to have some sustainability as well, and you've got to have that creative outlet. And we're loving I See You. Tell us a little bit about the new single.
This year, I've recorded 4 or 5 songs. It's going to be an EP release early into next year, and this is one of the tracks from that EP. And look, the song of this song is about trying to include positive thinking, you know, trying to see the good even in a bad situation. If you have a bad situation or someone might have a fall from grace, it's not the end of the world, you know, you can pick yourself up and keep going.
Yes, I'm a very firm believer, Sam, in that everything happens for a reason, so maybe that reason is even just a good song.
Yeah, when you're singing and performing, and if you're singing about content and lyrics that you believe in or you have meaning for yourself and it's believable, I think there's a different performance with that. And with these songs and this EP, that's really what I'm trying to do.
So you're looking forward to bringing out the EP. Do you reckon it'll come out later this year or are we pushing it into 2020 so far?
We're just finishing off the last song kind of this week, actually.
Awesome.
In a studio at Epping Bounce Recording Studio here in Melbourne. So really, it's going to be, you know, early into next year. And with this recording, we really spent some time and tried to get it exactly how we wanted it and experiment with some pedals and vocal effects and things like that. So
yes, well, you can't rush this creative process as well, especially when you're putting your heart and soul into your music.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Sam, you grew up in Adelaide, but you moved to Canada. What took you over there?
I grew up in Adelaide there and played in a couple of different bands, and just for a bit of a change of scenery and to, I guess, check out the music scene over in Canada as well. And I was there for a couple of years, and I was in Vancouver and Calgary as well. It was a really good experience to work outside of Australia and also do a couple of gigs around there. I think the music scene, from what I noticed anyway, the kind of acoustic folk type scene was really strong, and able to see those kind of bands like every week and did a few gigs with them as well. So yeah, it was a good experience. And then I moved to Melbourne after that and been here the last 7 years.
How are you finding the creative scene in Melbourne?
The art scene generally is really strong, and there's a big network and community behind live music, especially. There's lots of venues you can go and, you know, check out and play. And I think that, you know, meeting other musicians and talking about some of the things they've been involved with and what they did in the studio or who produced certain bands. And, you know, having that network and a strong network like it is in Melbourne is good, and it offers that support to when you want to go do your recording or you want to try and find a producer. The network's, yeah, it's good. Go and see pop, and then the next night could be a heavier gig playing some heavy metal in one of those bars down at Laneway in Melbourne. So, yeah, it's got a lot going for it, I think, in the way of music. A lot of artists come by Melbourne that might not go to Adelaide or some of the small cities like that. So, yeah, I'm enjoying it over here, and there is a big network and a supportive network too. I think that's important.
Yeah, absolutely. I found having lived in Melbourne myself for a few years that it's a really creative centre. You get to your Sydneys and it gets a little bit more corporate perhaps, but Melbourne's really, really nice and open and a little bit nichey still.
People's attitude, pretty inclusive, pretty open for different styles. And that track, I See You, so I've been told, is like an alternative rock. I don't really set out to write a particular style or genre. You know, you just write with what sounds good, what you think sounds good anyway, and, you know, put some melodies together, the work and chord progressions and so on. But it's other people that will say, you know, you sound a little bit like Wombats or City Calm Down.
Yes.
I'm like, okay, do I? Yeah, okay, I guess I can see that.
Yeah, absolutely. And Sam, what else are you looking forward to apart from the EP coming out in 2020?
I'm actually looking at doing some collaborations. It might even introduce a little bit of hip-hop in the recording next year and have some melodic choruses. I think there'll be some solo shows into next year with the release of this EP as well.
Perfect. Sam, where else can we find the info for when you do release any tour dates or some more music?
You can find out more info, obviously, on Facebook, and that's at Sam Michael Artist. And you can listen to, you know, stream a lot of different platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, SoundCloud. There's a few tracks there as well. So, yeah, and news about what we're doing next year.
Sam Michael Trouse, thank you so much for joining us here on Ozmade. We're going to play I See You Now. Would you like to give us a quick little intro for it?
Okay, thanks for having me, Matt. I'm Sam Michael Trouse. This is my new track, I See You. Cheers.